This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been nearly 5 years since the company behind the Snapchat app started selling stock to the public, and last week, for the first time, Snap reported a profit. The company also said that 319 million people are now using Snapchat daily, up 20% from the year before. One of the things Snap is known for is augmented reality, these little filters you can add to photos to, say, give yourself a mustache or a cowboy hat. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, Snapchat's growth could be a sign of an augmented future.
During the pandemic, lots of people tried augmented reality, not always on purpose. Remember the lawyer in Texas who accidentally got a kitten filter stuck when he appeared virtually in court?
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
He did eventually figure out how to get the cat filter off, and it's a good example of how people became willing to experiment, says Forrester analyst James McQuivey.
The pandemic really put everyone in a place where those tools became front and center to how they live their lives.
And now there's more demand for those tools. Augmented reality designer Andre Elijah said his work has evolved from creating games for companies like Snap and Fortnite to helping people shop.
Now it's turned into a digital storefront where, you know, you can do virtual try-ons of clothes and press a button and order them.
That kind of augmented reality has a lot of business possibilities. Chad Eichhoff runs Trick3D, which is designing an app for Delta Airlines.
Delta Airlines, they have a museum called the Delta Flight Museum that showcases their history and experiences with old aircraft. So we are launching the augmented reality app that assists when you visit the airline to bring those exhibits to life.
So when people visit the museum, which is in Atlanta, they can view an actual plane, hold up their phones, and see a virtual Delta pilot start talking to them.
Hello, good to see you, and thanks for choosing Delta. I'll be your pilot and would love to tell you a little about the aircraft you'll fly on today.
But people may not always be tied to their phones. That's why companies are working on augmented reality glasses. Right now, Forrester analyst James McQuivey says the technology just isn't good enough.
I don't think we're there yet. I don't even know that we have the BlackBerry of these devices yet. We're in the Nokia stage. Let's call it that. We're in the Nokia phone stage with the I don't know if you even know that one.
Anyway, it's still early days. McQuivey says once those augmented reality glasses are good enough, we might wear them all the time. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.